Welcome back. Joined now by former NFL professional football player Reggie Barry, played with the San Diego Chargers, and he is on the National Board of Directors of the former NFL Players Association. Reggie, welcome to our show.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Most relevantly, Reggie is executive director of this wonderful program known as Goals for Life. Tell us what that's all about.
Goals for Life is a program where former NFL players work with kids in schools. We've been in juvenile halls, and we say that the same thing it takes to be good in sports is what it takes to be good in school.
So you go into schools, and some of the kids that are having some problems, behavioral problems, and all, you guys mentor them.
Yes, sir. We teach them to win. We talk about winning. And I think sometimes they teach the kids today that that's not important, what grade you get or how well you do. And we say, you know, if you're going to play the game to win. And school is a game just like football is a game.
And I can imagine kids from you know, inner city neighborhoods having a different reaction to a football great like yourself coming in and telling them this than a more academic kind of teacher. They may not relate to the teacher as much, but, I mean, you guys are heroes to these kids.
Yes, sir. We get their attention.
You get their attention.
Yeah. And if, whether we keep their attention or not, that depends on the athlete. But we get their attention.
And you have how many of the former players are working in your program, Reggie?
Well, directly 10, but in Los Angeles, like we've done Super Bowl parties where there's been 30 former players come and signed autographs for the kids. So being the president, I was president of the chapter since 1990 off and on.
Nice.
So I have access to a lot of the former players. And so when I call them, when it's about a kid or a young person, they come right away. So
that's nice. And you're in schools in Long Beach and other cities?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Norwalk, Los Angeles. Just give a sense of what it's like when you go into a school and work with some of the kids there.
Well, what they do is they send us from 10 to 12 kids an hour, and we set goals, and we sit around in a classroom setting, and we talk about the same thing, like I mentioned before, the same thing it takes to be good in football or sports is what you need to do well in school. And we teach them that everything is a game. School is a game, too. And you got to look at it.
School is a game.
Yeah, you got to look at it like a game.
Like a game.
Yeah, and if you look at it like a game and you play to win, stay in bounds because every game has boundaries. Yeah. The problem with some of my kids and some of my young kids is they don't see that schools, they don't see the boundaries. They don't want to stay in bounds. So if they understand that you got boundaries like everybody else has boundaries, and you stay in bounds and then you play to win, just like we do. So you're out of bounds. If you get out of bounds, you can't play the game.
Yeah, yeah. And so do you see the light bulb going on in some of those kids that you're mentoring?
Sure. I've had a lot of kids that were successes that have done very well. Derek Ward, that used to play with the Giants, he's one of my former kids. So I've seen kids do well. Then I remember some of the ones that do well, but I always remember the ones that don't do so well. Because, you know, when you're trying to win all the time, the setbacks are the ones that...
You can't bat 1,000, but how many years have you been doing this, Reggie?
23 years.
23 years?
It's 23
oh,
years.
Oh, my God. And you were a football great at Long Beach State.
Yes, sir.
My friend Jeff Severson.
Yes, sir. I played when Jim Stangland was the coach, and we won the championship twice.
Nice.
At Long Beach, yeah.
Long Beach State winning a football championship, though. It's been a long time.
Yeah, it's been a real long time.
So you stay in contact with some of the kids that you mentored when they were in school, and now it's 10 or 20 years later, and do you follow up a little bit with some of them?
Well, they follow up with me. I had a kid call me. Well, I had a kid call me that was at a thing I had last year, and he's 33 now, and I had him when he was 11.
Wow.
Yeah.
He was a little shaky at 11, behavior-wise.
Sure. But he remembered what I understand when... When a kid can tell me something that I taught him,
yeah,
then I believe that I had influence on him. But when if they just say, you know, Mr. Barry, you taught me something, you helped me
yeah,
a lot. But this kid here, he texted me on or emailed me, and then he said, I remember what you told me about discipline. And discipline, we say, is do what has to be done when it has to be done as well as it can be done, and do it that way all
and
the time.
He remembered that.
He remembered that.
Yeah.
When he's 33 now, he remembered it when he's left. I had another student stop me in Long Beach, and she just was a female. And I heard somebody calling my name, and I was looking around, and I didn't see anybody I knew. And this lady walked up to me, and she said, "You don't remember me, huh?" And I said, "Well, tell me your name." And her name was Tangi. And you could always remember a name like Tangi. And I said, "I remember you." Then she told me how well, you know, she needed to set goals in that period of time and how well I helped her. So I said, thought she was pulling my leg. And I said, "Well, you tell me something that you remember." And she says, "I remember what attitude is." And I said, "What is it? How you see things and how you react to it." And I looked at her and I said, "Well, you just made me feel like a teacher." Because yeah. She's an older lady with kids, and now she's doing well.
That's wonderful. Well, look at the impact you've had on so many lives.
Thank you.
And as a teacher, I can share the joy that you have, and I see the twinkle in your eye and your smile that you're very happy doing what you're doing.
Yeah. You know what kids do is they make you see yourself, you know, and I always tell them things that you think. The difference between me and some of the kids I worked with is I never wanted to get caught, you know. And kids today, they really don't care, you know, because they're looking for attention. Well, I always got attention from playing sports, so
everybody
gave me attention. And all the kids are going to get attention one way or the other. And I always ask them, how are you going to get your attention, you know? How are you going to get
people? How are you going to get your attention?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. Well, Reggie, we're so delighted you could be with us for, this is our holiday show, our Christmas week show, and what a perfect guest you are for this. And
what a pleasure it is to be here with you, Art.
Thank you. And if you guys would like to support Goals for Life, we're putting the telephone number and website up. I'm sure they can use some funding support or volunteers, and give Reggie a call.
Happy holidays, my friend.
Oh,
thank you. Same to you.
Okay, coming up, the Dean. I bet you guys didn't know that Long Beach has its very own law school. Stay tuned, and you'll find out where.